I think how the music is perceived, you know, it's you know, because I also don't exist in isolation, you know. So I have been seen as, you know, a boy that has come out of this, you know, great people, and that has come to embrace, you know, this musical calling and so forth. And they've seen me through, you know, my development during Philip Tabani's, you know, times and so forth. And so I'm more likely to be perceived as a continuum of the Malombo legacy, you know. And I mean, it is myself and, you know, together with others, Philip's son and so forth, you know. But now what happens is that the music itself, it just transcends, you know, the time bounds in terms of what Malombo music represented at the time. You know, this is now a new type of fusion that makes the people to love themselves more than anything. I think the music, you know, has got you know, that ability to make people appreciate, you know, their Africanness, their blackness, and to take pride in that, you know, because within the music itself, also in terms of the lyrical content and the issues that are there, there are socio-political issues that are brought into the fore. For example, you know, the song Marikana, mm-hmm. which speaks about, you know, the events that happened, you know, during the democracy where the police and the miners, you know, sort of like had some kind of, you know, an engagement with one another. Yes, struggles,